At the top of the program, we promised you some details about being on the road with art in South Kona. HPR's arts and culture reporter Noe Tanigawa is here with a closer look at that and a bit of a creative ramble on the west side of the Big Island, eh?
Sounds like a good idea to me, yeah. Bill. You know, combine them both for a big West Hawaii Art Weekend, yeah. And it's coming up. South Kona Artists Collective, they call themselves SOKO, S-O-K-O. This is their fifth annual art tour they have coming up this Saturday and Sunday from 9 o'clock until 4 in the afternoon. And it's kind of like a road rally. Mm-hmm. You know, you just go on through, you have your map, and the whole thing started with just the artists around there just kind of getting to know each other and becoming friends. And then they all have been living there a while. And one photographer there, Kathleen Carr, was really instrumental in getting the Sonoma County Art Trails Tour going over there. And they have 150 artists participating on their, you know, their big weekend, two weekends it's expanded to in the fall. So she decided, hey, let's get this thing going in Kona. So they got the SOKO Tour going. And after 5 years, Kathleen Carr says they're starting to get some attention.
Well, we've been having great sales and interest, and it definitely expands the exposure for each individual artist to be part of a collective. We get inspired by each other, and we've formed quite a bond.
Can you make any generalizations about what South Kona does to artists?
Well, we have a two-lane highway in South Kona, and the pace is a little slower, and it's rural, so there's a lot of nature, and the ocean is right there. Just an inspiring, gorgeous place with enough time to really enjoy it because, you know, the pace is a little slower here.
Can you imagine, Bill?
Two-lane highway, huh? That's, you know, it's funny. I was checking out on their on SOKO's website there, and this is a wide variety of artists.
You've
got
so right.
Everybody from painters to woodworkers, quilters, sculptors, photographers.
I know, and I love it because the area they're covering is basically from Ho'okena down on the south side to about Holualoa up above. And the big, like you're saying, there's a Malia Barrera's float does henna art, a kind of Hindu iconography thing, you know, on drawing henna art on your hands. Yeah. Linda Purcell-Satchel, she's got oils and pastels, and she does some of that Ipu gourd art carving and staining thing. Kathleen Carr's got her photography studio there in Captain Cook, along with some of their painters, ceramic artists up there. And then there are a couple of groups right above Kealakekua Bay, which is kind of neat. Gigi Goodney does jewelry there at Big Island Bees. So, you know, they combine what they're doing. Catherine Wynn does some quilting and fiber art up there, too. And then if you just keep going, you know, north, the last group is up by Holualoa. And that includes Joseph Hadley. He's a writer. Brother Joe used to live here in Manoa for a long, long time. He does kind of contemporary tribal art using, distressed wood. And it was fun to find these little spoons and forks and plates that were handmade out of pewter. Willem Martin is a pewter smith on this tour.
Well, what's wonderful is that it gives exposure to the many artists who actually live down here in South Kona. Otherwise, we don't have a general place to display our work. A lot of the people involved in this are gardeners. We love the land here. People have chickens. You know, they raise produce. Quite a number of them actually raise coffee. And that's one of the reasons they're in South Kona. You know, it's a kind of a tour of the area as well as of our studios because people get to see, you know, Kealakekua Bay and all kinds of things they might not have seen. It's good exposure for us and for our little part of the world.
It really is. I mean, this is one art tour you can head out with your snorkel, your mask, and your swimming gear because the best place to start is going to be Honaunau, City of Refuge.
Yes, and, you know, great place to wander around there as
Has
well.
Has it been a while since you've been there, Bill?
It's actually just end of last year.
Really?
I was there with visitors from Japan, actually. And that, the history of that whole area as well, touched on it in terms of the coffee, but the early settlements of Japanese, particularly settling and growing coffee and really growing that area Pretty fascinating story. In really? Addition to the art and the artists along the way, it's really a very historic area on a lot of fronts, mm-hmm. and of course back in Native Hawaiian pre-contact time as well, as you mentioned.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I haven't been to Honau now since they. Since we were at like 7 million visitors.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, there could be 3 million more. I don't know what it's like. But the last time we went, we just snorkeled around in the bay there and, you know, and did little hermit crab races. And one time I was there, there was someone picking vana, you know, and tossing them into a burlap bag, and they could shake them up. And it was just, you know, it's still a great part of the island, that whole South Kona area. Again, the Soko Artist Tour is Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 4. But, you know, if you're heading on the northward track there, Holualoa is the home of Donkey Mill Art Center, and they're having their big annual auction this year as well. It's not going there on there in Holualoa at the Art Center. It's going on down at the BMW of Hawaii headquarters there in Kailua Kona. And this art auction is a major chance to get some great nationally, internationally known and Hawaii artists in one place, let me tell you. And they've got Esther Shimazu there. Some terrific work by their artist in residence recently, Andrea Desso, an incredible carving artist, works in many different fields. Satoru Abe, Wayne Levin, of course, Hiroki Morinoue, also represented in the auction that's coming up there, the Donkey Mill Art Center auction at BMW. That's on Saturday. I think that starts from about 5 o'clock, 5 or 6.
Wow,
so check
real
on
opportunity
that one.
Weekend coming in terms of art on the road.
Art on the road on the west side of Big Island. Sounds really fun.
Yeah, and also I know on their website they have not only a map, they've even got a Google map that you can make use of.
They have done a great job setting this up, and I think some other islands can take a look at their format and think,
All right, good idea and well set. Noe Tanigawa, you know her. She covers arts, culture, ideas for Hawaii Public Radio. You can find her stories on hawaiipublicradio.org. You go to the News and Talk pull-down menu. You click on that. You find Arts and Culture. You go into it, and you find all kinds of Noe stories.